In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. When the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth? Advent prepares the coming of Christ, the coming that happened and marked the human history, the coming of Christ in the present with his church and his sacraments, and the last coming at the end of history. Shall the Son of Man find faith on earth? The tradition of the Church works specifically in this liturgical season so that the children of the Church keep faith regarding the coming of Christ. Through this verse of St. Luke, we realize that we see the same things that the evangelist saw. Faith is hidden and not seen all around. What keeps faith in one soul, in one family, in one country, is the practice of faith. There is no faith if there is no teaching of the faith and practice of this teaching. There is no faith if in our understanding we renounce to the supernatural. There is no faith if we seek only the fruit of the virtue of faith, which is unity, but not the truth, which is our Lord himself. No solid faith if we hide that the Lord Jesus Christ, true God and true man, came here on earth for our redemption and instituted one church on the apostles, so we participate to the fruit of redemption. In time of confusion, we have to look at true faith as a doctrine of salvation. It is useful to be consistent in the storm and not to be distracted by silly doctrine that pleases our personal curiosity. One will summarize his moral and religious duties by this phrase, "I do what I am supposed to do." That could be a good answer if it implies the virtue of faith, an attachment to the dear Lord as the way, the truth, and the life. Let's make some room for Advent, for improvement in our prayer life and in the practice of Christian virtues. I am with you all days, even to the consummation of the world. Among the realities of faith that affects history until now, we can count primarily the Holy Catholic Church. We look carefully and with the eyes of faith to our Holy Mother Church. It is as member of the mystical body of Christ, which is the Church, that we receive the teaching of faith and the sacrament of faith. Shall the Son of Man find faith on earth? The Holy Church keeps the word of eternal life given by the dear Lord. What about the members? Those who are committed to teach and defend the faith, and primarily the bishops. What makes one feeling far from the true faith is when we lose the fight against the passion in one's souls. This time of Advent is a time of prayer for the Holy Church, so we will be found faithful members of the mystical body of Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.